This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
Second hour of Bulldog Live here on the Pulse. 1-866-823-1077 is our toll-free phone number for you to join the conversation at any time. And, boy, we have a lot of topics to cover today. Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply will be joining us in this hour as well. And I'll be taking a look at what it is that he wants to do. Oh, yes. New Year's resolutions. Okay, New Year's resolutions for your home. How's that one? Yep. All right, so we'll be talking about that next. Again, LLC tax hearing coming up Thursday, 6 p.m. in Plymouth at Plymouth State University. And go to BrianTilton.com for all the details, directions, and the like. Click on the LLC tax page, and on there you'll find information about a shuttle bus. So if you are a business owner in Manchester, in Nashua, Milford, Amherst, heck, even if you're in Salem and you want to just cut down your trip and shoot up 93 a little bit, cut over 293 to Bedford, and then take the bus ride from there, you can too. Buses will be leaving 3:30 from Nashua, 4 o'clock from Macy's parking lot in Bedford, and then make the trip up to Plymouth to bring people on up. So you got to make your reservations. Tomorrow morning is the cutoff time. They need to know how many buses to reserve. Right now they've got one, and we could be talking two by the end of the day. Maybe three or four. Wouldn't that be nice? So again, BrianTilton.com. Click on the LLC tax page. For those of you who would not be able to make it to that hearing or the one on Saturday morning in Conway, there is a forum if you just want more information as well. Stop the LLC tax form will be held at the Grantham Town Hall on January 11th. That's next Monday. At 7 p.m., that's located exit 13 off of Interstate 89, and you go south on Route 10 for just a short distance, and Grantham Town Hall will be on your right-hand side. So this is open to the public, so anybody within the shout of my voice can go, and Andy Sanborn, co-founder of StopTheLLCTax.com, will be there. And again, this is hosted by the Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce. Bulldog Live here on the Pulse. Again, 1-866-823-1077. Another issue that's going to be raising its head in the New Hampshire State House this year are boating speed limits on Lake Winnipesaukee. You may remember this has been a fight and a debate that's been going on for some time. And a little compromise was reached last year on doing a two-year interim plan, we'll say, kind of like a study period on doing a speed limit on Lake Winnipesaukee and seeing how well that would work. Well, joining us in studio to talk about this issue and why, I'm a little concerned that the process may not be allowed to play itself out because there is some legislation that's already in this session of the legislature. Scott Verndonk, he's spokesman for Safe Boaters of New Hampshire. He's here in studio to talk about this. Scott, welcome to Bulldog Live.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, well, welcome to the show. And there's a lot to talk about here, I guess. I guess we should take a look back into the early parts of this discussion about the boating speed limits.
Oh, absolutely. A little history on the boating speed limits. This was brought up many years ago, and it was something that was being pushed really just to make a few or vocal minority happy with Lake Winnipesaukee, and many people don't feel that it's needed whatsoever. A few bills were brought up, and both of them were rejected, and this one came along not for all of New Hampshire's waterways, but simply for Lake Winnipesaukee. Frankly speaking, they wanted a two-year test period so that they could go and look at whether or not it's needed on Lake Winnipesaukee, although a test had been conducted back in 2007 in certain test areas on the lake. From that testing, they had determined that speed was not a problem on Lake Winnipesaukee whatsoever. Actually, only 11 boats out of 3,852 were clocked over 50 miles an hour. This is, again, on one of the largest lakes, actually the largest lake in the state of New Hampshire.
Right.
So they moved along and said, no, this isn't working. We need to get a test on the entire lake. to make their point. And so they now have a law on the lake that you are not allowed to go over 45 miles an hour daytime, I believe 25 miles an hour at nighttime. And that has been in effect for a 2009 boating season. It's supposed to go for 2009, 2010, and then the data is supposed to be presented to the New Hampshire public and the legislature to help us determine whether or not this is actually warranted. So, unfortunately, 14 sunny days by National Weather Service into the 2009 boating season, it was announced that we should make this permanent because it's working wonderfully.
After only 2 weeks into the boating season.
Well, 14 sunny days.
So oh, okay.
Over a sunny day.
That's
over,
right. We had a lot of rain in June, yes.
Pretty much, exactly. Over 2 months of pretty much rain, the across the board, the director of the Marine Patrol said that the that activity in general, not just boating, is completely down. I can pretty much warrant that to an economy that is one of the worst in our nation's history.
Mm-hmm.
Boating is going to obviously be adversely affected by that. But you can't say that it's working wonderfully, that the lake is now quiet because of speed limits. So, frankly, I'm just a little bit upset, along with many others, the majority of the lakes region, that they are now trying to pass this bill without the proper data. Now, keep in mind, the data wasn't even released for 2009 by the Marine Patrol until the second week of December.
Wow.
But instead, in July and August, they're announcing that this is working great and that we need to make this permanent. So I just thought it would be good to bring it to your attention take it from there.
Well, no, and I'm certainly glad you did because, again, you know, there, as much as I try to keep up on what's going on in the State House, you can't catch everything. And this is one of those things that I did not realize. I mean, I knew about the 2-year speed limit. I do remember the debates going on in the past couple of years. And I just figured, okay, because I spent some time on Lake Winnipesaukee last summer. And, you know, I was kind of looking around. I knew in the back of my mind that there was that 45 mile an hour speed limit. But you know what? I really didn't see any traffic on the lake in all the days that I was there. A couple of those days were not very nice days, grant you, but but again, yeah, you're talking about a bad economy, and I've seen busier times on the lake in years past, and you know, look, I can understand to a degree complaints about unsafe operation of a boat. Actually, not to some degree, to a very large degree, as someone who spent time in the boating industry, yeah, I've seen a lot of stupid stuff out there. But a lot of that was not just because somebody was going at fast speed. That's because, you know, they're not care, you know, the wake, you know, rock somebody off their boat or, you know, going too close to somebody else, not giving way, you know, the right of way, understanding the rules of the road, so to speak.
And that's also, again, keep in mind where you're trying to compare something. A lot of people don't have a good understanding. Like you have a good understanding of the lake. You've been there. Many people who are passing these laws or are giving an opinion haven't been on a boat, haven't been on the lake. They don't realize that in many situations that Lake Winnipesaukee is 72 square miles. It is one of the largest surfaces or lakes inside a state in the United States. It's amazing to say that it's like a road because it's not. It's completely different. There mm-hmm. are other laws already on the books that have worked very well, which is called the Safe Passage Law, which is 150-foot a law that you cannot be within anything, whether that be an island or another boat, by going over headway speed, which is roughly 6 miles an hour in a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So this new speed limit law really doesn't help safety. And that's what we're really trying to get out there, is that we're all for safety. We're all for education. We're all for enforcement of the current regulations that are out there. And we'd love it if we were able to, help the Marine Patrol. And we've been working with them to make our lake safer. This law is nothing more than a feel-good legislation. But you know what? Let's let the 2-year test run its course. Let's let people, you know, see what the data is and then be able to make determinations for themselves. Whether you agree with it or you don't, why are we getting rid of a 2-year test after we've been promised that?
Well, exactly. 1-866-823-1077. Safe Boaters of New Hampshire. Scott Verndock joining us here on The Pulse. And, you know, I guess we should take a look at what some of the, is there any data that has been released from last season?
Oh, absolutely. 62 hours of radar gunning, actually over that. Only 26 warnings were given and one violation issued. This is with 95,000 registered voters in the state of New Hampshire, in which is an amazing amount. But if you think
not counting those that come in from out of state,
not including the transient voters, that's correct. So it's a if you do the percentage, it's amazing to see how many not only violations there were, but accidents have also increased. It's amazing. It increased.
You mean there was an increase in accidents this year over years past?
Yes, it went up from 29 to 65.
I wonder why that would be.
Well, again, they're saying that the speed limits made it safer. In my personal opinion, it didn't. And the data supports my opinion. And that's the Coast Guard statistics that were released.
Of those accidents, did they tell you how many of them were from alcohol
actually,
related
I do have that data. I do not have it in front of me, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I know that the majority, the Director Barrett of the Marine Patrol has said the most dangerous element on the lake is BWI, boating while intoxicated. That's something mm-hmm. that needs to be enforced strictly, obviously. And the largest violation, he said, was the breaking of the safe passage rule, the 150-foot safe passage rule.
That means if you're 150-foot or less from shore, an island, another boat, for example. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because when I was on the MS Mount Washington on one of my days on Winnipesaukee this year, I noticed that everybody who was up close to the boat was going very slow, and that is probably why.
And that's why. Yep. If you really look, half a football field, you have to be away before you have to cut your engine. So to say that speed is a problem on the lake is really just a farce, and it's making a few people feel good, but it's not making them actually safer.
1-866-823-1077. Let's go to the calls. We have Mark from Deerfield. You're on Bulldog Live.
Hi, Bulldog. I always thought that the greatest causal factor leading to accidents was alcohol, too. I can speak from my own experience in boating of 30 to 40 years, and the bad decisions I've made and the trouble I've got into all related to drinking an excessive amount of alcohol in a day's boating, and was wondering if you agreed with that.
Well, I could certainly agree with that, and my experience in the past on the water has said, yeah, alcohol has played a factor into a lot of stupid decisions. You know, you saw the cases where people were, you know, the open containers and stuff. Now, that's being cracked down on a lot more today, and I guess rightfully so. I don't know what Scott's data would show him otherwise.
But it almost seems like an accepted thing to do while you're boating is to drink, whereas, you know, when you drive in a car, it's generally not accepted.
Well, I don't think that's the case anymore. I think lately, really, if you talk to anybody from New Hampshire Marine Patrol, they would certainly tell you otherwise. They would say that, no, we treat alcohol-related boating just like we treat alcohol-related driving.
That is the law, actually, that it is the same as driving a car as far as DWI or BWI. The law is very it's difficult, I would say, to enforce. The reason being is the driver cannot have an open container whatsoever. They cannot be drinking while driving a boat, but there can be open containers in the boat.
Wow.
Correct. Yes, for the passengers, presumably.
Exactly. Of course, everyone has to be of age, but I would agree that that is the largest issue plaguing the boating industry and causing most of the major problems on the lakes. It is unfortunately that a lot of people think it does go hand in hand where it does not have to. But again, if we're all responsible and take responsibility for our own actions, then, you know, feel-good legislation doesn't need to be enacted and have Big Brother overlooking us on everything that we do.
It seems, though, from the boats that I've seen going in down the ramp, that most of them have a cooler on board that's, you know, pretty well loaded with alcohol. Now, it could be that the driver isn't drinking. I'll grant you that. But I see an awful lot of people that go on the water that think it goes hand in hand with having a good day in the water is also drinking.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, with that, Mark, I got to run. Thank you very much for chiming in. Appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, Scott, so now we have the two-year test period, which is still underway. We still have another boating season to go through under the two-year test period. But already there's a Senate bill introduced that would make this permanent without getting all the data in. Tell us about that.
Well, that's it. That's why I'm here, frankly. We started the group Safe Boaters of New Hampshire. Our website is www.sbonh.org. It was actually just put up on the boards last week, and in that period of time, 350 signatures have already been logged, and that's confirmed email addresses, and that's in less than a week, which is amazing. And the reason being is people want to see what the data suggests, what the law enforcement officials who are responsible for our lake feel that is the best way of keeping our lake safe. Is this something that is going to deplete their resources instead of going after the drunk drivers, going after the people breaking the safe passage rules, or is this something that is needed? Now, frankly, if I had the Marine Patrol and every other law enforcement official out there saying that this is something that is needed and it's just another step, then you know what? I would actually be in favor of it. But when you have people who are being singled out of a certain type of class of boat that just to remove it from our lakes region, which is exactly what this law was intended to do by the people who have originally supported it, then no, I'm not.
Are we talking about those cigarette boats?
Yeah, those cigarette boats. But the thing is, most people don't realize that most of the boats on the lake, not only the cigarette boats, they can't go over 45 miles an hour. So you would think that it's a small amount of people affected. However, but not only the cigarette boats, but bass boats, jet skis can easily go over 60 miles an hour. And so you're impeding on someone's freedom when they're doing something that's completely safe. Unfortunately, what I feel is that this is just an agenda, and through the grapevine I've heard that this is the plan, that the speed limits are just the beginning. It's the first part of a well-funded agenda to not only remove fast boats from the lake, but what's next? Horsepower. What's after that? The size of the boat. They're trying to bring it back to an on Golden Pond mentality, and it's just unfair to many of the people who have boats or are in the boating industry with marinas who are trying to sell these boats.
I think about any lake, whether it's Lake Sunapee that has a couple of marinas and businesses directly related to boating, or on Winnipesaukee where you have a couple of larger ones in operation too. And I think about those, you know, the people who build the boats, people who sell them, and the people who maintain them. And, you know, we're targeting another industry, especially in these bad economic times.
Not only that, but if you think about it, how many gallons do you think one of these boats take? I mean, you're not only looking at the marinas or the restaurants or the hotels, but these boats, you have to pay for the registration by the size of the boat, I believe. And not only that, but you have fuel tanks to fill. And I don't know if you've ever been on the lakes, but they're a lot more expensive to fill on the lakes than they are on the land. And I don't know why that is. I think it's just because it's convenient. But unfortunately, it is taking away from our economy.
Exactly. So, again, people can get more information at sbonh.org for Safe Boating Organization of New Hampshire.
That's great.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you for – is there anything else that you wanted to get in before we let you go?
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I'd love to be on again if anyone has any questions. And just please keep an eye open on these things because, unfortunately, it's things like this that will get pushed through without the public's knowledge and we'll all end up suffering in the long run. It may not be now that you'll be affected. It may just be in the future that you will be affected. So we have to stop these things when they start.
So let's let all the data come in over the two-year test period, see what – the authorities have to say whether the speed limit was effective or not. Look at all the overall data. Go through the normal legislative process of public hearings and debate and the like, and then figure out what to do with that, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So, but right now, Senate Bill 2782 is what I have. And, you know, that's the one that would make eliminate the 2-year test period and just make this permanent. Wow. All right. Well, Scott, thank you. SBONH.org for more information on that.
Thank you so much, Bulldog. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.